To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle
to
and.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle
to
and.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
And around and around.
And around and around.
To the side. 2, 3, 4,
and across, 5.
6, 7, 8.
Through the midpoint.
Two, of the line drawn from the
left side. Left side.
Left side. Left side. Left and around.
Left and around.
Left
and around.
Left and around.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Founded in 2009 by Brad Wells, Roomful of Teeth is an eight-voice ensemble committed to exploring the full potential of the human voice through study with masters from non-classical traditions all over the world. Roomful of Teeth won a Grammy Award earlier this year for their self-titled album. They've been in residency at Mass MoCA this month and perform in Mass MoCA's Courtyard C tonight at 8 p.m. Brad Wells, in addition to being the founder of Roomful of Teeth, is the Lyle B. Clay Artist in Residence and Director of Choral Vocal Activities and Lecturer in Music at Williams College. He is a conductor, singer, and composer, and he joins us now. Brad, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah.
A belated congratulations on your Grammy Award win.
Thank you.
That must have been awesome.
It was very exciting.
Was it surprising?
It was. Yeah, the whole thing was surprising. The nominations performing there was surprising. Yeah, it was all surprising.
Has it had a notable impact?
It's hard to tell. I mean, the activity of the project has gotten busier and busier over the last year and a half. Well, really, since the album came out, sort of steadily. So it certainly seemed to add a couple of booster rockets to that growth. But you never know exactly what causes what.
We are talking today because you'll be performing with Roomful of Teeth at Mass MoCA tonight, and you have been in residency there since the 18th. What have you guys been up to during this residency time?
We've been exploring some remarkable musical and singing traditions, totally new to us. Persian classical singing, long history of beautiful singing from Iraq, Iran area, a woman who now lives in Toronto but was raised in Iran. Her name is Sepideh Raisadat, coached the singers for the first week and just brought some beautiful things, especially really delicate ornaments to their singing. And then we also studied with a guy from Boston, Warren Senders, who's just a brilliant world-class teacher of Hindustani singing. He's lived in India for many years and knows that tradition inside and out and can teach it at a very, very high level. So those were the new traditions to us that we worked on. And then we've got three composers we're working with, Michael Harrison, who also is deeply embedded in the Indian tradition, as well as being a classical composer in the Northeast. He's writing new work for the group, has written new work for the group that will be premiering tonight. Julia Wolf, who's one of the directors of Bang on a Can, is writing a longer piece for us, and we'll do the first part of it tonight, but this will be an ongoing project for the next few years with Julia. That's actually inspired by music from northern Scotland, from a folk tradition up there that's really lovely. And then lastly, Sam Amidon, the American kind of neo-folk singer, is here bringing his wonderful musical imagination to the group. Shape note influenced music, kind of jazz and fringe jazz influenced music is what he's bringing. So it's a very wide range of stuff we'll be performing tonight.
It certainly is. First follow-up, are the styles of Hindustani and Persian classical singing that you've been working on related to each other, or are they very, very disparate?
They're related, but different enough. I wasn't sure how that would play out, but the structures of the music are very different. Some of the ways that the melodies work, the way that the melodies are built around the sort of their notion of scales, are closer cousins to each other by far than they are, say, to Western scales that classical musicians study.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's a kind of improvisatory nature that's much more extensive, we found, in the Hindustani world than in what we were taught from our teacher from the Persian music, which was more sort of songs that have a freedom to them, but still very much song-based.
And how did you decide that this was the time to work with each of these composers, with Michael Harrison, Julia Wolf, and Sam Amidon?
Well, Michael was an inspiration because I knew of Michael, and I like his compositions quite a bit, but I wasn't aware that he had been studying Indian singing, Hindustani singing, for at least 30 years. And when I learned that, I thought, well, now we're going to have an advantage that we haven't ever had with a composer before, where they are already fluent in a non-Western language, the language that we're studying and just getting sort of our feet wet in. This will be an exciting sort of coming together of composer and new musical style with the group. Julia Wolf actually has been a friend and supporter and advisor to Roomful of Teeth since before I put the project together, and I've been wanting to get her on board for quite a while. I love what she does with Bang on a Can. Mm-hmm. And Sam Amidon, I just love his singing, and I feel like he connects to kind of the spirit of Roomful of Teeth in a very essential way. One of the ways I think about the work that the project centers on is that we go into the old growth forests of singing around the world and get to know the sounds there, and then bring them back and introduce them to composers and let them let those sounds inform the composer's work for the group. Sam has his ear to sort of old growth forests of American singing in a way that I don't see in other sort of folk, broadly defined folk singers on the scene today. So I was especially excited to get him, his ear and voice in with the group. And he actually will perform with the group in his piece that he's written for us. So that'll be really fun.
That will be fun. Each of you in Roomful of Teeth have a life, a career that could take up all of your time, but then you come together in this project that is so special and bring in all these other outside amazing influences and artists. Does this time at Mass MoCA help that in a quantifiable way?
The Mass MoCA work is essential. It's us. It's our retreat where we grow and create new work in the most. And that's really what we're focused on. The rest of the year, when we come together, we're rehearsing. For the most part, we're rehearsing material that's been written for us. Most of it, if not all of it, at Mass MoCA or around Mass MoCA residencies, and then performing that work or coaching other groups or teaching techniques that we've studied at Mass MoCA. So it's really coming back to the pond to get refreshed and grow, and then we go out in the world, and the group will be performing all over the country this year, from L.A. to the Midwest next week, in the South in the fall, so all over. And pretty much all of that work will be work that either was created this summer or previous summers at Mass MoCA.
Another part of the program tonight is a piece by Caroline Shaw. Tell us about that, please.
Well, Caroline, as you may know, sings in the group. She's an alto in the group. She's also a top-flight violinist, freelancer in New York, and plays with a group called Acme. And she happened to write a four-movement work for the ensemble over the first three summers at Mass MoCA, which won the Pulitzer Prize a couple of years ago.
That's right. She's the youngest person to ever have won the Pulitzer for music.
That's right. That's right. So I wanted to feature Caroline on Friday's show, but I was especially excited about sharing another large-scale piece of hers, since our MoCA audience knows Partita, the Pulitzer-winning piece, well. They watched it grow over several years. This is a piece that I think is just gorgeous as a piece of music, but it's also gorgeous visually. It's a musical piece that's accompanied by a 30-minute film that Caroline made, and in ways that I think are quite unique, lock in the visual structures with musical structures, since they're both birthed from the same artist. So that'll be the second half of the show, a piece called Ritornello by Caroline.
Brad Wells, have a wonderful time at Mass Mocha tonight, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Sarah.
Room Full of Teeth performs at 8 o'clock tonight at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. For more information, visit massmocha.org or roomfulofteeth.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.